We thank God for another day. We bless his holy name, for it is by his grace that we are here today and we are who we are. Amen. I believe that we live in a world today that there's so much going on, that so many things are said. I wonder how many billions of words that are spoken every day. We live in times where we have social media. So we have Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, WeChat. I mean, so many channels and apps and whatnot that you can talk of. And the interesting thing is that with all these, words are always spoken. But they all sort of like are competing for our attention. And for some people, every waking moment is a moment that they probably have to be on their phone, their tablet, or computer to listen to something, to someone, say something. And it looks like now there are so many experts in the world. You go on YouTube, Facebook, and others, and you hear people whom you don't know what their qualifications are, what institutions they attended, but they seem to know everything and all things. You know, they've become experts in everything that you can, every subject that you can, you know, talk about. There was one that I watched, you know, someone drew my attention to some well-known minister. Well, I would not necessarily, you know, prescribe to anyone to listen to. But all of a sudden, he seemed to have become a scientist and was talking about a whole host of things that had no relevance to science. Right? And yet he's got millions of followers. And you think, wow, words. What they do to people. But that is the world that we live in today. But let's ask ourselves, of all the words that we hear every day and every morning, you know, are what's most important to us. Let's not forget that when we read in the book of Daniel in chapter 12, verse 4, Daniel talks about these latter times that we live in, that knowledge would increase. And this knowledge, as you may be aware, comes from words that are spoken or written. But the question is, how much of that knowledge is useful or is important for our daily lives? Just as I've said, now we have so many experts, you know, everyone has got an opinion. And everyone has got something to say. You know, school dropouts and whatever you have, all becoming medical experts, and, you know, they tell you all kinds of things. Because it's a free world. Everyone speaks and says anything that they want to say. So today my message is on, you might have a title as, The Word. The Word. And let's read from John's Gospel, chapter 1, and I'll read from verse 1 to 5. Reading the New King James Version, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Interesting. It says, in the beginning was the Word. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1. And I'll read from verse 1 to 5. Also, John chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. Genesis chapter 1, from verse 1 to 5. And it says this in Genesis 1, 1 to 5. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. It says, and God said, let there be light. Words were spoken. And those words that were spoken brought into being or in existence light. And we are told in John's gospel that in the beginning was what? The Word. So in other words, we see how words create situations or brings about situations. And that is why the influence that we have in the world today is all based on what? Words. What is spoken or written down that people would access and make opinions or have ideas about. All comes from what? Words. So when you read the whole chapter of Genesis, chapter 1, you go to verse 6, verse 9, verse 11, verse 14, verse 20, verse 24, verse 26. All starts by saying, and God said a word. And God said. Everything that was created, everything that came into existence was because God what? Said. He spoke a word. So in all the myriads of websites and social media, you know, that we have today in the world, words are spoken, words are written. But if you were to ask me, of all the words that we hear in the world today, which is the most important? And I would say, it is the original, which comes from whom? From God. Because none of this would be in existence if God hadn't spoken the first word. None. Any knowledge, wisdom, that everything that we can say or put down on paper would not have been in existence if the first word from the Creator had not what? Been spoken. And that's the reason why the Word of God, to me, is the most important. And more so, if you call yourself a child of God, then you have to recognize that for all the words that you can hear, the first and foremost is that which comes from whom? From God. And why the word? Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. We'll read verse 16 and verse 17. So 2 Timothy chapter 3, and we'll read 16 and 17. So this is the reason why God's word in the world that we live in today is very, very important. Verse 16, it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. Not all the words that we hear each and every day is what? Is profitable. A lot of it is all nonsense. It won't put money in your pocket. It won't give you health. It won't do anything to add any value to your life. Why? Because, like I said, many are spoken by people who have no clue or idea even of what they are talking about. And yet, is it not sad that you find a lot of people? I saw a young lady the other day on her phone and flicking through, and she was pushing a pram right into the street, and she was unconcerned about the child that was in the pram, and was more concerned about flicking through the phone, and of course, obviously, Facebook, TikTok, whatever you have. So we might say, I have a phone, but is it having a phone or the phone having you? You see, the truth about the world is a lot of people think that they are in control, but the truth is that technology seems to be controlling our lives, all because of words. And like I said, much of those words have nothing of value to our lives. But for the word of God, because everything that came into existence first started with God, his word. That is why it says what? It is profitable. It is inspired by God. In other words, it came from the Spirit of God, the Spirit that hovered upon the darkness. And when God spoke and said, let there be, everything else came into existence. That is how important God's word is. Because without that, everything, you can't have any profit from any words that are spoken except from the original, that which started all things and brought all things into existence. So if you're a believer, that is how you have to value this that we have today, that we are blessed, the word of God written down for us. We have no excuse because it is profitable. And when it's profitable, because it comes from the Creator, it also goes on to say that it is what? For reproof. And reproof here means that today a lot of people seem to have seared their consciences that what is sin no more. What is right no more. People say all kinds of things and they say, I have an opinion. But we still moan and complain about the state of the world because we have no concept of what is right and what is wrong anymore. Sin, nobody really bothers or cares about it in the world. all because of the words that people speak, the words that people put down on paper. But not the word of God, because the word of God brings conviction of what? Of sin. He goes on to say, for correction. And what is it? The correction of error. Let's admit it. We don't always get it right. But when you have the word of God, it puts you on the straight and narrow. It helps you to be able to get your conscience right, so that if you did something or said something that was not right, you get a conviction. Why? Because it is by the Spirit. And without the Spirit, you are dead. You see, so the reason why people have no conviction of sin anymore are not corrected in all the errors of their ways is because they don't hold on to the original, which is the Word of God, which starts everything, brings into creation all things. So as a believer, you have to understand that the only way you can walk the straight and narrow is to hold on to what? God's Word. Amen. I mean, we've been privileged to be going through the book of Philippians, and I'm quite sure that you might be enjoying it as I'm enjoying it, because I've always said that the best way for you as a believer to be able to walk in the will of God and to be able to know what God has for you is only through what? His Word. Step by step, precept upon precept, line by line, as it says. So when you read through the scriptures, you could have read even one chapter, come tomorrow, come and read it again, and you have a whole new revelation of God. You know why? Because unlike the words that are spoken in the world, with God's word, because it's inspired by the Spirit, God always makes the word relevant. The Spirit that brings the word makes it relevant to your circumstances and situation every day. That's why you could have read a chapter or a verse in the Bible, what, last week, a month ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, but go back and go and read it again. And in the circumstance and situation that you find yourself in, you have a new revelation. Why? Because it is alive. That's how useful God's word is. It's always alive. And for every circumstance and situation of your life, there is always something that can come out of this that would help you. So I always advise people, if you feel depressed, when you wake up in the morning, don't go on Facebook, don't go on WhatsApp, don't go on any other so-called social media, because you only get more depressed. Go to the Word, the original. That sets you up for the day. It gets your mind right. It triggers something in you that makes you see everything that you'll be going through in the day and be hearing in the day put in the right perspective. I've read comments on YouTube and others where people claim to be Christians and all they are saying is a complete load of nonsense. And yet you find people making comments and saying, oh, I'm glad that every morning I can't wait to listen to you. And I'm thinking, listen to that man, listen to that woman. When you have this, the original, to look into. Be inspired. Get the original. Right? Because God's word is always relevant for every circumstance and situation of your life. He goes on to say that the word is what? For instruction in righteousness. Instruction in righteousness. When you don't know what decision to take or what path to take, in everything that happens, understand that if you start there, you are going to be in the right. I mean, I find out that when I've not had the word of God in my mind and in my thoughts, I'm bound to always make errors and do things that I regret. Right? But God's word, every morning, every day, every hour, has a relevance for every situation that you would find yourself in. And that is why it is the only word that meets all the criteria for every situation in this life. Not YouTube, not, I mean, everybody's an expert on YouTube these days, isn't it? And they say a lot of lots of things that you can listen to, and then you think, really? You know, but why even waste time and spend time listening to a lot of things that wouldn't make any difference to your life? At best, it might even make it worse. God's word is a relevance. And that's why it says in Psalm 119 and verse 105 that your word is a lamp unto what? My feet, and a light to my path. Let's admit it. We live in a dark world, a world where there's so much evil, you know, and sometimes you find people make comments trying to blame and say, oh, yeah, if there's a God, why all this? Yeah, it's because you've made a choice not to look where the light is. But if you make a choice to follow Jesus, then you have to understand that in this darkness that we find ourselves in, the only thing that can guide us is His word. Is His word. Nothing else. You sometimes hear people talk about being experts in this and that. And all that they tell you is only just making your life worse. It doesn't improve anything for you. But I've come to find out that you can get a very good perspective on life and anything that people say if you've first gone to the original source, which is God's word. People have opinions, but your opinions don't necessarily mean that it's the right path. Today, anyone can get up, create a channel, and say, I'm an expert. And all that they mean is that I'm going to give you all my own thoughts that have nothing to do with the original source of life. And it's no wonder that we aren't getting any better in this world, because there are so many experts who have created nothing and can build nothing, and yet they claim to be experts of the human life. If you want an expert, it's right here. His words are right here in His word. Because without the word of God, there is no existence. Nothing exists. It was because God spoke that everything and anything came into what? Into being. We have no promise. because of all our disappointments and of all the things that we get frustrated about, the only answer to those problems and issues comes from what? The promise of God, His Word. So you would have no existence, you would have no what? Promise. And thirdly, without the Word, there would not be any saving or salvation. We all know that this world isn't getting any better. No matter what the scientists, no matter what our politicians tell us, it's getting worse and worse. With every new technology, there's more depression, there's more, mental issues. Why? Because it's all just become jumbled and messed up. Right? So the more that we are getting isn't making it any better. People thought with the advent of the computer, people thought, oh yeah, our lives are all going to be fine. But you look at all the things that have happened, when computers started with the DOS operating system and whatnot. I just say I thank God that I was there. I was one of the first few people to start with that and be trained in that. But then, as the years have gone by and all the improvements and everything that has come with computing has also come with what? Multiple, loads of what? Issues and problems. So yes, we have all this. Knowledge has increased, right? As Daniel said. But this knowledge that has come about hasn't what? Not much of it has made anything better, but rather has made man a clever, evil being. Yeah, you check it for yourself. Most of this knowledge in the world today has only just made man more clever at being more evil. And yet, we say we are making progress. We aren't making any progress. Some of the things that I knew years ago that helped, today, we say we have increasing knowledge. But when you compare that to years ago, you find out that now it isn't getting any better, it's getting worse. Social media is supposed to make our lives easy, isn't it? But how many cases of depression, suicide, and all manner of, acts by individuals all coming from what? Social media. Because people have made themselves into God and replaced the Word, the original, with what they think they know and what they can push out there. But for us as believers, let us understand this, that our existence and anything good that can come out of this life starts from where? The original, the Word. And a promise that will bring hope and lasting peace comes from God's Word. And that which saves and delivers one from all the chaos, sin, and everything that we can think of still comes from where? His Word. So just in case maybe you've never considered it, just try. Start reading the entire Bible for yourself. And our call to remembrance, a very well-known radio broadcaster in Africa, I happened to have a chance to meet him and a couple of years ago, and he wasn't a believer. And while we were chatting, he said, I've got a confession to make. He said, I've read every religious book in the world. But I can tell you that the only one that makes sense to me is the Bible. And he's not a believer. He says he is speaking philosophically. He says the only one that makes sense to me is the Bible. So I was interested in knowing why he's saying that. And he says it's because all the other books that I've read tell you about you, man, in your weakness, trying to be what you want to be. But if you are sick and in an hospital bed, you can't treat yourself. Somebody else has to administer the medication and the treatment for you, isn't it? I said, yeah, you're right. And he says, of all of them, it's only the Bible that gives me the medication, that gives one the knowledge, that gives one the strength, because I acknowledge that in my own strength, there's nothing I can do. And I said, you know, you're speaking scripture. You know, and this is a man who is not even a believer. So for us as believers, if someone who is not a believer can attest to the fact that he's read all this, and I know he wasn't lying. He's read almost all the major religious books in the world. And he testifies and says, there is only one that has the solution, and it's the Bible, the Word of God. Let's make it relevant, because the world isn't getting any better. But the only thing that can help us to be able to stand and to go through all this quagmire of, you know, confusion, darkness, and what have you, is when you rely on the Word of God. Because for every situation and circumstance of your life, the Word always becomes fresh, new. You might have heard it 100 times, but I can assure you that when you rely on Him, His Word, for every situation would become very, very relevant. Amen.